brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Oh, love Mafethu, welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Mafethu, we bring you nothing but the best. This episode is coming from Fumani Game Lodge. We've got an amazing vocalist. He's going to give us some amazing music. Brendan Dlulu, Mafethu, Ntwana, sing a song with you, dog.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Brendan Dlulu. And I'm here to sing for you guys. It's the month of love. We're here to celebrate love. Yeah, let's go.
Thank you. Baby, stop here. I don't want you no more. pussies as well as
you when you walk me to where you are, when you walk me to where you are. Your love has got me feeling some type of way, some type of way. Your love has got me feeling some type of way, some type of way.
Is it so good, see how Time and so tired. When no boy has to leave, so loud and I'm way. Cause I pull you, Jesus. Oh, you're tired of it. Nelly, you're young, so loud and I'm way. Cause I pull you, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh.
want you guys to sing with me. Let's go.
So turned away, Natalie. Lento ya talo mangi bona. Kiti yo ya tsingu wengu. So turned away, Natalie.
Say that. Darling, if you're not shallow, who ya are, no, I can't. And to who ya are.
Kabanda la kaya weta Solo ahamba weta Telubuye, telubuye Kantubuya nini yeta Uyabanda la kaya weta Solo ahamba weta Telubuye, telubuye
Fetu, you heard that dope performance by my homie here, Mr. Brandon Lulu. Donna,
Awe.
Welcome to Groove Cartel.
Thank you for having me, man.
Absolute pleasure listening to your voice.
Awe.
Appreciate it. It's amazing to watch you perform.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing that to us as Groove Cartel. But we really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're not new to cameras.
No, I know.
So I just want to start our conversation on the Idols story.
Yeah.
to get into a competition, obviously, and not to make it, right, within the context of the competition,
yeah.
To step out of that, to then come and do your own thing. If you can just maybe share with me that entire experience. In fact, from the time you auditioned to the time when you decided that, you know what, actually I can sing, so therefore I don't want to be held back by I didn't make it.
The idol's journey, man, was so amazing. Amazing. It actually wasn't the first time I went there. It was actually my third time.
Damn.
You know? So I was trying, but okay, the first time I went there, I was like, okay, I can sing. Let me see.
Yeah.
And then I went there, didn't make it. Went the second time, and then 2020 COVID, I went there, and I thought it was gonna be cancelled, but just God came through, and then
.
I vied like top 16 until top 3.
What is that like, bro? To keep going back over and over again to idols. I mean, you say you did it 3 times.
Yeah.
And on the third time you come out as top 3.
Yeah.
South Africa is an amazing country in a sense that there are so many talented people.
True.
Who can sing naturally, who aren't
even
necessarily trained.
True.
And I can only imagine that you're up against some voices.
Yeah.
And characters too.
Yeah.
What was that like, top 3?
Top 3, yo. Like, I mean, I just wanted to reach top 10 and get like the prizes.
Yeah. Sure, okay.
Yeah, and then people fell in love with me, man.
Yeah,
the love was just crazy. Social media, Brandon, your voice heals us, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're amazing. Keep on going. We're going to vote for you.
Yeah.
And then top 8, top 7, top 6. Yeah. I'm like, top 3.
Yeah.
And we're almost there at the finale,
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, it was beautiful, man.
Yeah. You say the first time you went there, you discovered that you can sing, or you knew how to sing when you got there.
I knew how to sing.
Yeah, so
I actually got it from my mom.
Yeah. So which then leads to my next question.
Yeah.
Where does this come from, the singing, you know, especially singing about, you know, deep things, love, spirituality and things like that. Where does the origins of your singing actually
come from? I actually started making music before Idols.
Nice.
I remember when I was in high school, because there were this other two guys who heard me sing in the corridor. They're like, hey dog, you should come to the studio, man. Like,
nice.
You know. And then I went there, and then I recorded, and I heard myself, and I enjoyed it, hearing myself. You know. So I was like, this is really nice. Let me take it serious.
Yeah.
That's when I started taking music seriously, and
And then you're here now, bro. It's all these years later, all this experience. What are your plans, homie?
This year I just want to collaborate, and I want to work with a lot of people. We dropped the Love EP last month, December, with my boy Dakifto. It's doing good. It's actually reached 1 million streams on YouTube and Spotify.
That's
thank you
dope.
So much for the love, guys.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, so just more music, and more music.
You're the songs that you sing, what inspires those? Where do you sing from, in a sense that the emotions that you use? Is it sadness, happiness, or are you just one of those people that whatever it is that you feel, you actually pour into your music?
Sometimes I listen to other songs.
Yeah.
Like, I would play another song, and then an idea would come from that song.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of music. So there's a lot of influence.
Because I
grew up listening to both Freddie Jackson,
or
a lot of, you know, R&B, Ringo Malingo, all of them.
That makes sense in terms of your singing style as well.
So, man. I got exposed to a lot of music at a very young age.
And then, you know, look, there's the Freddie Jacksons, the R&B that you're referring to. Translating that into the amapiano space, how's that been for you?
It's music, man.
Yeah.
I don't like boxing myself. I like experimenting and
So does this mean we're going to be hearing different types of sounds from you going forward, you know, outside of the amapiano space, or is this kind of like
where definitely, man, yeah, definitely. Because I remember there was a time where I was listening to the album, I got Something Soweto. I don't remember when it dropped because it had a lot of elements in it, like my piano. Now we're going back to like Afro, you know what I mean? It had a lot of elements, so I was like, I want to do something like that, So yeah, but now people are just loving the deep house, the Afro tech, the amapiano. So yeah, but we'll see, we'll see.
So this isn't the end of the genre, as it were. Like this, amapiano rather is not the end of where you are musically.
No.
So there's more to come.
Yeah.
When you win prizes for a space like Idols, just to circle back to that, from being in a very prestigious kind of like recording environment, record label, and learning what you need to learn there, and then back again to what I asked earlier. Then now you're on your own. The support of the big guys and you being on your own, what does that in any way impact your confidence, or were you that confident enough to be like, what's up again, I got what I needed to get from here, then go try?
You see, the thing about Idols is you get everything. There's a car, there's a makeup artist, there's wardrobe, there's everything, there's food, accommodation. You get everything that you want, and then
starting to sound like a groove cut. Actually,
I get you. Yeah. So with Idols, you get everything, and then masukala kuba independent. That's when it's like, yo, it's hard. Now I need to pay for all of these things.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. Being an independent artist is crazy. But you know, the passion, we keep going.
Bro, thank you so much for bracing us, rather gracing us with your presence. We really, really appreciate it. We appreciate you, we appreciate your voice, but I think what we'd love to say to you as the crew, Yase Groove Cartel, is Mfana, keep singing.
Yeah.
And we've spent quite a little bit of time with you here at Fumani Game Lodge. And it's been an amazing experience. You know, just getting to know the other guy outside of
the artist.
So we really, really wish you all the best, Mfana.
Yeah.
Got a camera over there for your social media handles.
Okay. Which one?
Leia.
That one.
Yeah, but you can't give your number out because it's a phone and stuff like that. I know we were talking off camera.
What's up again, people? My name is Brandon Lulu. Brandon Lulu on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. I don't have Twitter, but yeah. Thank you so much for the love and all the messages that you guys send. Like, I really appreciate it. Bafetu,
ngiyabonga. Bafetu, I'm still Esh Mubedi. We are still Groove Cartel. We're signing out from Fumani Game Lodge. Check you on the next one. Awe.
To you by Amstel, slow brewed, extra matured, not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.